AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Food and Drug Administration has authorized coronavirus vaccine shots for infants and preschoolers. Federal data show roughly 440 children under age 5 have died from COVID-19. FDA Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf.
Statistics like these are unnerving. By vaccinating our youngest children, we hope to prevent the most devastating consequences of COVID, by extension, providing benefits to their families and communities.
Next, independent advisors to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will make recommendations on how to use the 2-dose Moderna and 3-dose Pfizer vaccines. Iowa's Supreme Court has cleared the way for lawmakers to severely limit or ban abortion in the state. Ed Donahue has details.
The court reversed a decision it made 4 years ago, guaranteeing the right to abortion under the Iowa Constitution. The Iowa Supreme Court is now composed almost entirely of Republican appointees. It concluded a less conservative court 4 years ago made the wrong decision. Abortion providers had challenged a 2020 law that required a 24-hour waiting period before a woman can get an abortion. A judge who struck down the law cited the state's high court's 2018 ruling. The battle over the 24-hour waiting period in Iowa goes back to district court. I'm Ed Donahue.
Prosecutors have accused a Las Vegas man of a hate crime for a mass shooting at a Taiwanese-American church in California last month. One person was killed and 5 wounded. The accused shooter was born and grew up in Taiwan. A law firm says about 20 students at Oxford High School in Michigan are filing a federal lawsuit against the school district and officials over last November's shooting that left 4 of their classmates dead and 6 others, along with a teacher, wounded. The students say their constitutional rights to safety and education have been violated. Wall Street closed out its most punishing week since the coronavirus crash with slight movements today. This is AP News. Emergency room nurses say they're being threatened and physically attacked. AP correspondent Rita Foley has a closer look.
Supporters say it's a nationwide problem. Emergency department nurses at the largest hospital in Vermont say almost 8 in 10 of them have been physically assaulted in the past year. Strangulation, broken ribs, noses, arms, and cheekbones, concussions, contusions, lacerations, permanent hearing loss, jaw fractures, bites, and sexual assaults, says an emergency room nurse at the University of Vermont Medical Center. Amanda Young says the nurses have been threatened with knives, a hatchet, and a chainsaw. They want a metal detector, 24-hour security, and more. The medical center says it's trying, but it's wrestling with the challenges of making the changes. I'm Rita Foley.
At the U.S. Open, Colin Morikawa shot a 66 to move to 5 under par and into the second round lead. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.